staying with you for some help. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
I would so like to hear your voice again face to face rather than just the recording. I love your voice. Greetings. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have heard of the name Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdulaziz al-Saud. The Saud is because he's part of the Saud family, which is Saudi Arabia, literally. The Saudi Arabia is the kingdom of the Saud family. Mohammed bin Salman, or known more as MBS, has made a lot of news. He's cozying up with lots of people, including a lot of the business and political leaders in the United States. People want the relationship with him because there's a lot of money at stake. When you're talking hundreds of billions of dollars, ethics go out the window. There is some tension between Saudi Arabia and Turkey. There's always, it's interesting, within the political leadership, there's also foolishness. There's both foolishness and then there is pre-planned things. And so it's hard to tell the difference. But obviously, the Turkish government bugged the Saudi embassy, not an uncommon thing to do. And when Jamal Khashoggi went into the embassy and was brutally murdered, it was recorded. And government of Turkey had that information, announced immediately they had that information, shared it with discreet numbers of people, and over time it's grown more and more widely spread, including now more of the transcript has become public. And what they did to Khashoggi is gruesome. It's not a very pleasant thing that was done. And apparently the evidence is overwhelming that it was by order of MBS. So, that becomes difficult when you have an allegiance with the Saudi government because of the money involved. So what you need to do is you need to protect that person rather than call them out on it, because there's too much money involved. So I do have a question. What is the difference between MBS, Jim Cross, Render Keynes, and Chris Bitterman? In the sense of the amount of cruelty shown to another person, Jamal Khashoggi, or me, none. There's no difference. The cruelty is very much there. The advantage Khashoggi had, it was apparently a matter of a short period of time before he was unconscious and dismembered. But the cruelty that's been shown to me, it's been happening for 7 years. And it's hard. But see, the difference is MBS apparently subscribes to Wahhabism, a specific brand of Islam, which is the very cruel version of Islam. What I've heard directly from them is that Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, and Jim Cross subscribe to the Lord Jesus Christ and his reference, the scripture. But as the Wahhabists will find the worst in the Quran, It seems that the PCA is starting to find less and less in the Quran. I am aware of a number of issues that are going on within the PCA, and as it seems very clear, it's falling apart. But there is no hope with Allah. But there's hope with the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is my hope that Jim Cross, Render Keynes, and Chris Spitterman would actually, dare I use the expression, why not? It's in Matthew 20, is that 23? Or is that, anyway, practice what they preach. Right now they don't. When they preach obedience to Christ and don't live it, again I will point to the 1 John 2, the Lord calls them a liar. But they're flawed men, and so am I. And grace is demonstrated by reconciliation. The Lord demonstrated grace in reconciliation with reconciling his elect. And we are commended to follow in that model and reconcile with each other. I've said this over and over again. So, to Jim Cross, Brenda Keynes, Chris Bitterman, are you going to be following Mohammed bin Salman bin Abdulaziz al-Saud? Is that your role model? Or is it Lord Jesus Christ? As for me, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I seek reconciliation. Dorothy Jane, I love you.